You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 222, for real this time. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, there was a local Star Trek tournament in San Diego. We'll talk about that. There was some errata posted for first edition. We'll see if that would have affected the 1E tournament in San Diego. And we got another Project Rose spoiler for you. So let's start with the thing I didn't go to. How was the tournament?
It was terrible. I'm sure it was not terrible for everyone. I just, I poorly assembled my deck, and I poorly played my deck, and it was, I could see all the things that I should have done as, should have built into my deck as I was playing it, and I saw all the things that I was playing wrong, like a turn or two after I played them, so...
So it was mentally taxing, and as you were playing it, and that's particularly rough in our environment where you play a deck once and then you don't come back to it for a year.
Yeah.
You know, just because we, you know, the encouraged to play different types. So what were you playing?
I played DS9 Cardassians, and I, despite my best ideas, I went ahead and tried the new capture stuff. I put it together, and as I was getting towards the end of it, I was like, this is not going to work. And, you know, the other half of my brain was like, why didn't you say so before? I'm like, well, it's too late now. I had a Cardassian capture deck, an old 1E deck that did not have Reshape the Quadrant. I did not anticipate just how much Reshaping the Quadrant was going to hinder Cardassians.
Hinder, huh?
The restriction on not using, there's so many TNG Cardassians that you don't expect to be TNG. There's a lot of guys, including a Imagine Commander and a ship that are different property logos.
Wow, what? Who was that?
I don't remember
okay.
the name, but I know that there are like six or seven Magic Commander pairs in the Cardassian affiliation, and there are only three that are DS9, that are all DS9 legal, and one of them is the same Magic Commander on different ships, so it doesn't matter, so it didn't really help.
All right. Well, what were you running a bunch of Cardassian region things? What did you, or cargo runs? Were you trying out the station? Did anybody get DS9 out before you got Terek Nor? Did you? What was the plan?
Well, I planned on somebody playing Deep Space Nine, and my deck was very heavily geared towards that eventuality. So clearly that meant nobody brought it. Since my deck was so well designed to deal with that eventuality, it was screwed up towards everything else, and I don't know. I tried to do too many things, as always, and I at the last minute I was like, I'm trying to do too many things. We're gonna take this out and get rid of it, and we're going to keep this stuff and focus on that. And then I made another decision at the last minute that would have been a good decision if I went the other way, but it was not a good decision for the way I went, and I didn't realize it till later, and I was so tired of looking at the deck that it was just really frustrating. And I think the worst part was my last game against Charlie. Yeah. He was also playing Cardassian Capture, and you would think the worst part of it would be for me to waste my card play to download Morn, draw no cards that turn, only to have him be captured by his first turn Odo, and thus not get my card draws at all, and be sucking for card draws for the rest of the game. That was pretty bad, but it was not nearly as bad as struggling all day to be try to get the capture mechanics working, trying to get a captive so I can use all these cards that are only good if I have a captive, to sit down and have him be like, turn one, I've got a captive, I've got something that benefits from having a captive. Why are you so retarded? Why can't you figure out how to do this? Clearly you're a terrible player. Which is not what Charlie said, but that was what his deck was saying to me in my mind.
His deck was singing to you all the things that your deck was not.
And I'm like, it was very much a, you know, and there was a lot of construction issues on my part, and there was a lot of luck issues on his part, and he was the first person to say that, but it was a bad combination of things to happen at the end of the day when I'm already frustrated and I'm like, well, I'm just should never play this game again because I clearly don't know what I'm doing.
Well, had I come out, I probably would have brought the same Vidian deck, so it's probably better that I didn't. How many people were there? Did you have an even number, or was it Blizzard by?
No, we had five, and we went ahead and played. Charlie was going to drop, and we're like, don't drop, you know, because of the same reason we're always like that, because everybody puts so much effort into building a 1E deck. It's especially, like you said, in our group, where it's not like you're going to bring it back and hone it. You're probably going to play another deck next time, so it takes so long to build a deck. We want everybody to have a chance to play, so we played the bye. We all got to play three games, except for Johnny, of course, because he went 4-0. TNG feds have not at all really suffered from the errata, it would seem.
Did the errata take place before the tournament? No, the errata was today.
I'm talking about Continuing Committee.
The original one, yes.
This was the first time I'd really played against somebody, you know, since that had happened, so in a full format tournament.
Was he using the assigned mission specialist and to put it on top of his deck and redraw it a couple times, or was he just playing a straight TNG lots
no.
of people deck?
Yeah, he was just playing TNG, we're too good for you, and your dilemmas are meaningless type of deck. I was kind of proud, apparently not as proud as I should have, or more proud than I should have been, of a dilemma combo looking at the new navigation things and things that people have been doing. So I was like, all right, precision piloting. Mm-hmm. So only one of your navigation gets through. And lots of people have been playing that combo. So but the difference between those types of filters and this one is you get to choose who gets through. And most people either choose the guy who has the most cunning.
Right.
Or if you have someone, you'd pick the guy who has two navigation.
Right.
So I doubled up. I put that filter and then subspace shockwave and then the three Vipers. So unless you have somebody who has two navigation and cunning greater than 8 or greater than 7, one of them's going to hit. Unless you have Security Drills, which is another card that should be eroded. It should have been eroded a long time ago.
Wow. I haven't thought about Security Drills in quite a while, but yeah, that's still pretty good, isn't it?
Yep. So when Jordy is the one who gets through and is cunning enough to beat that, and then he has another... Yeah. So, yeah, I was... My deck was not nearly as good as it... actually not even as good as I thought it was. It was just bad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you didn't have a good time. I wish I could have joined you. Maybe next time I will be able to. Although, yeah. I guess next time we'll be playing 2E, so that might not be something that you turn out for. At least it was Tribbles. Did you have fun with Tribbles?
I did, and I made a point of saying that it worked as designed, as we tend to market it, is that no matter how bad of a day you have at the tournament, Tribbles is always fun, and we had a great time. I ended up coming back and almost winning, but that was less fun than just the actual playing and interacting with people playing Tribbles. It was a good time.
Did anybody else show up, or was it a five-player event?
Matt joined us, and Thomas had the bye in the last round, and he did not feel the need to wait an hour to then play dribbles. So he left, and we got Matt, so it remained five.
I still think five is a good number for dribbles. It's
it
not
is.
Quite seven. That's kind of, you know, five or six, that's always...
I would almost say it is the ideal number.
Yeah. All right, well, so, you know, not a total loss of a day, right?
Yeah, no, I learned a lot from watching my deck work. I mean, I knew it definitely could have been two different decks. If I was going to do Capture again, I would definitely do it outside of reshaping the quadrant. I would just run that a straight speed solver and then do a classic Cardassian deck to try the new Capture stuff. The thing I was most disappointing with, because I guess I didn't parse it properly until I was in the game, was Internment, which when I first read it, I was super excited about until I got to the part where I was playing it and the card that you download goes to hand. And that suddenly becomes a card play that downloads a card that is also a card play.
Sure.
And that's just really rough. That takes it from being really awesomely useful to that I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I probably would have tried to put together something in Lackey or in the deck builder that was DS9, but I probably would have fallen back to the Vidian deck just to try something new with it, because I feel like I really need to keep playing it until I get it to work. it doesn't very often, and it just feels like it's so close. I'm trying very hard to not play more non-aligns than Vidians, because, you know, it kind of takes it away from being a Vidian deck and just makes it a non-aligned deck with Vidian Splash, which is probably the best way to play it, with the Equinox and a bunch of, the Maquis guys or the Equinox guys who are non-aligned and have the Staff Star. But I really want to just get the Vidian flavor, and I don't know, maybe it's going to take throwing in a few more of the cruisers and a couple of boarding claws and actually attacking my opponent instead of just trying to outspeed them. And going wherever they go with the quantum slipstream. What am I thinking of? Just using the wormholes. I mean, it seems to work out pretty well for me with the planet mission, because you're not stopped, but it just makes for a hard mission to do when you need to bring in Romulans or Cardassians or something else to try to get you to solve a mission. But anyway, something I'll keep banging on. Probably next time I play online, I'll probably use that same deck. Speaking of online, have you been playing in any online tournaments?
Not recently. Mostly because the 1A tournaments I've seen have not really appealed to me. There was like one that was a limited format of some kind, and there was another one that was like I don't know what it was. It was some kind of, I forget what it was called, but from the title it made me think it was one of those tournaments where you bring a deck and then everybody shuffles the decks and you have to take one of them at random.
Yep, not a fan.
And it's like, I don't want to play that. So I've been waiting for a straight-up OOTF 1E tournament, because I would like to get another one, because I don't think we have one for another month.
Yeah, probably not until...
Maybe even longer.
Yeah. Well, I played in... I think we talked about it before. There was a Return to Farpoint event that was just Premier, and I've actually been having a lot of fun. I've gotten four games down, and I've got one game to go, and it's... all the games have been pretty quick. I mean, I think I had one game go more than an hour on Lackey. So, you know, that means we're just playing back and forth. But really, you're just playing back and forth, drawing, playing, and go, and then going and solving a mission, two attempts, and maybe try to cheat through things. But I've got one more game to go. I could have... I missed out. I had an opportunity to play last night, but I missed MVB's private message. So I got that last game to go, but... I've won three games. I lost a narrow loss to Johannes. It was just a nail biter down to the end. And I think he threw down a couple of dilemmas and had a 50-50 and got it. So he stopped me, and I couldn't stop him. But yeah, it's been a blast. I'm really enjoying it. I would almost say it's probably the most fun I've had playing 2E in quite a while. Maybe, because I never really played in the Premier only era, you know. I jumped
oh, really?
in. Oh, yeah, I pretty much jumped in after I started playing a little bit after Call to Arms came out. I think you handed me a couple of Borg cards, and I started playing it again. But I didn't really get into collecting until Reflections came out because I'd missed Necessary Evil. Fracture Time. I think I bought three Fracture Times, and so I never really played in the era where it was just Premier, not seriously making my own deck kind of a thing. I might have borrowed a deck to play, but that's about it. And I'm having a good time. So I'm looking forward to the last game versus Ninja Scott. And once that's done, I might join up for the next round. I don't know what the Energize, because they're doing a add a set every time. I don't know what the Energize tournament's going to be, but I will keep you all posted and let you know how it goes.
Cool. I do take it back. I did play online triples last week.
Oh, online triples always seems like such a good idea, but it hasn't been at a good time for me when I can just sit down for 2 hours and play. But
yeah, I was a little disappointed because the couple of weeks we played before, we played once and then we played again. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll play in one and then drop because I don't want to do 2 hours. And for some reason this last week we played, there was enough people for two tables, so we split up. And I got like 1.1 million and won my table, and then I had to drop.
Ah.
But, oh well. It's still a lot of fun, and it was entertaining to watch. Considering I never went out, and the same person went out every round and didn't win our table.
That's just mean.
Yeah, well. You can thank Josh for playing his half 100,000s deck. Like, okay, I'll poison you. I'll utilize you. I'll score on you.
Is he playing battle or something?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, aside from that, we have some 1E errata to talk about that was dropped today, and we've got a 2E spoiler. What would you like to do first?
Well, I only got halfway through the errata, so let's look at that.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Just a couple of cards, but that should have pretty big impact, I think. And it takes down TNG another notch. So, two personnel got made unique, Sunad and Gozar. I was privy to some of the talk about why Gozar was being changed. And since I was on the team that helped design him, I could probably let it a little more inside out. When Gozar was created, I was lobbied pretty hard to make a Ferengi universal guy that had six skills, because that would be the backwards compatible guy had that, and it would be something that we just never had before. And so I said, look, I don't want to do that, but I'll give him three horrible skills and then three regular skills. So he had like greed and acquisition and treachery or smuggling or something, something ridiculous that wouldn't be very helpful, and then three kind of these help out the affiliation skills. And as testing went on and the missions changed in the starter, I think he gained a skill and his attributes got bumped up a little bit so he could pass a dilemma. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, somehow he turned into actually a good card, which is not what the intent was. And so he was too good and he got made into unique, which is fine. He's still a good unique. He still has six skills, and now I think four or five of them appear on missions that he can do. So he probably need to be taken down a peg. Sunad, I was a little disappointed that Sunad got whacked. That was a guy from All Good Things, and the point was he's the matching commander of the universal, battle cruiser, that non-aligned ship that's also in block. And since he's universal, he's matching commander, it was really easy to make a armada of Sunad and his ship. So that will take down non-aligned battle a peg. That's good. The other thing that was really helping non-aligned battle was mercenary raiders being added to just about any deck. And now it only plays. It doesn't seed anymore. So if you want to build a deck with them, you can, but your continuing mission download will be mercenary raiders and not, Ferengi military operations and you seed mercenary raiders. I think, based on what I've seen, they're still good enough that you could potentially put together a good mercenary raiders deck But if nothing else, this opens up the option of putting some more Mercenary Raider people out there where there was no way that was going to happen, as it was a supplemental play engine.
Right. Yeah, you really have to dedicate your deck to it if you want to play it.
Yeah.
And I like that it's added that, regardless of affiliation mix, so you can get your people to, all your people to work together as Mercenary Raiders with Talera.
Right, because half the folks, Talera and Galen and Riker, right?
Riker, yeah, will.
You can turn them into Fed mode and go attempt to, you know, steal, quote-unquote, your own Fed mission. And now they'll work with the rest of them. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Or you can even make a Romulan, too, and make the other guys Feds. That'd be weird, but you could do it if you needed to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this last one's pretty big, too.
Yeah. Attention All Hands was, still is, a, it's kind of TNG card advantage. It's been pointed out to me because you get the play engine of Free Guys and you get to download a ship. So it kind of like saves you the seed slot of Space Door if you only going to use Space Door once a turn or once a game.
Right.
It gets that free ship. So you don't have to use Space Door when you're using this. And previously it let you report people to your ships, which was really good and kind of got away from the focus of TNG, which was going to be all about outposts. And, you know, you got to go back to less headquarters, more outposts. Now you're playing on outposts. And if you can report on your ship, well, you really don't need an outpost. You can just drop guys to the ship. So now I think that's the biggest change is you can't put people directly to ship. You got to go back to the outpost to get them. Now, granted, if you're playing with Gowron and legitimate leader of the Empire, you can report to Gowron still. Enterprise guys can still report to the Enterprise. I think the Romulan captains can still report to their ships, and I think the Ferengis are left out. But I think it's an interesting thing that we probably didn't test well enough, or we just didn't notice that is what was making them powerful. That you don't have to make return chips to the outpost. The other thing about no longer reporting copies of people you already have out is a reaction to a lot of the decks that just had five copies of Zijov and Smog and, you know, Levin,
yeah,
and all the really good universal guys. So
there were some really good ones.
Well,
and you could just keep digging them out, especially that Klingon.
Yeah,
that Klingon deck. There's this, you know, Beastmog and whatever Zegov,
yeah,
and they just have really tons of skills that you need multiple copies of. You can go download them with that exchange officer program. So it was download, play for free, draw a card, convert that card into a download, and you just keep getting them all.
I like that this encourages more diversity and goes back, and now you have to not just put in five copies of the same guy. You know, if you want them to play for free, and they don't play for free under your, you know, Ferengi military operations or whatever, you're going to have to think about who you got out. And
yeah,
if nothing else, I think it will further encourage more diversity with the personnel and, you know, maybe get a few more cards out of the binder. Who knows?
Agreed.
All right. Would this have changed any of the decks you saw yesterday, Saturday?
Johnny was the only one playing TNG, but he was playing Fed. So the personnel weren't really an issue. He didn't have the Mercenary Raiders, but the Attention All Hands, I think, I don't remember him having too many duplicates, but playing directly to the ship is always huge.
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a couple. Sam Lavelle, he's really good.
Oh, yeah, I saw him twice. I saw, now that you mention it, I remember him playing two copies of... he played two personnel two turns in a row, and it was the same two personnel.
Yeah. All right, let's switch from first and past first edition cards to future second edition cards.
Yes, we have a spoiler from Return to Grace. Not a Bajoran-related card, however, it is still in keeping with the theme cards being removed or returned. This is a Federation personnel, and it is a TOS, one-cost unique personnel. This is Nils Baris.
Did he get a card in Trouble with Tribbles for first edition?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He is the Agricultural Undersecretary, is his subtitle. He's got a staff star, TOS icon, and a past icon. He's human. And he's got some skills that you'd probably expect him to have: anthropology, diplomacy, and law.
His upgrade is pretty good. You may play this personnel at cost +3 to remove an event or dilemma on your non-headquarters mission from the game. So, looking at those three skills and seeing it, his ability, the first thing I thought was, well, I'm putting the mission that's 35 points and requires integrity greater than 31, anthro, two dip, and law. Negotiate
yes.
with... No.
Are you thinking of the meta mission?
No. No, I'm thinking of the mission that gets smacked by insurrection, and then this guy can just take the insurrection off. He's got all the skills, and then you go do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Is that Maquis activity?
Nope. It's a space mission, and it's got a ship on it, and it's really easy. And it's something about settlers not going where you want them to go or something like that. Or, no, a fight. Don't stop fighting.
Yes, it's the Gatherer's mission, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts with an A, I think, because it's early.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the mission I was thinking about this, and the people in the chat room and everyone listening to this are yelling at their headsets right now, trying to get us to remember this darn mission. Settlers? No? I keep wanting to go with Relocate Settlers, because it looks like that one from 1E. It's like...
Yeah.
Come on, help us out, chat room. All right, and anyway, he's really good for that. He's got 5-6-5 is our attributes. His number is... 48, and he's got this, like you said, the staff, the TOS, and the AU icon. I don't see him doing anything with the discard pile, so
Amnesty talks.
Yes, thank you. Amnesty talks. Thank God. Everyone else is like, thank you. All right. But those are skills, right? I'm remembering that right. Anthro, dip, law.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that could
two dip if I remember correctly.
Right. And yeah, so anyway, if he doesn't really seem to fit in with any of the other, I'm doing everything in my discard pile, but there was at least somebody else that let you take cards off of mission. So, you know, that would fit in.
Well, this is almost exactly like that mm-hmm. event that we spoiled.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So this is a little trickery of that same kind for the TOS.
Very good. And number 48, I don't know how that does the lists, but there was some confusion about the list numbering last time we were spoiling our card. Anyway, take this, add it to the list, and looking forward to... I don't know, I don't play TOS very often, but I would probably throw him in just for that mission alone.
Yeah, not bad.
It's almost like they're playing rock, paper, scissors with Insurrection, you know? All right, we don't want you to play with these missions. All right, we're going to give you a bunch of things that let you help let you play with these missions again. All right. Changing direction. All right. I sent out a pack of 28 kits, or a pile of 28 kits today. With Project Rose release kits and a bunch of other tournament kits and things. So that's pretty much caught up as far as the warehouse goes. The next thing I'll be doing is putting together regional cards. And I've got about 8 packs of 8 1E cards ready to go. And I'll be hopefully sending out the regional kits for the first month in the next week or so. And some unfortunate news from my end, my paternity leave ends tomorrow, so I'll be going back to work on Wednesday, so my copious amounts of free time to put together cards is going to be coming to an end, so we'll have to have a scrapbooking party some one of these days.
Sounds good.
Right. All right, anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think that covers it. That was quite a lot.
All right, fair enough. I look forward to... well, we've got regionals coming up.
Well, we have regionals coming up, not here, but another month before we have any here. But we can start taking reports from people. We do have a special event in our general area in 2 weeks. Santa Barbara is hosting their fourth annual Kevin Reitzel Bounty Tournament. And they're going to have him there. We're going to try to beat him at 2E to get cards. I believe I've been convinced to make the road trip because the road trip was a blast last time, even though I'm not thrilled about playing the game. So I'm just going to take some games and do that while we're up there. And we've got a chair open in the vehicle. If you find yourself with time, it seems unlikely.
Quite unlikely, but I will keep that in mind in 2 weeks and see what's going on.
Excellent, and we'll definitely bring a report back from that. I'm sure. I'm fairly certain hilarity will ensue.
Excellent. All right, then let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, that's coming. So we gave you intelligence. In the meantime, I will thank you for watching and thank Warp 11 for the theme song. I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw to end.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect.